Thank you, Madam Vice President. I deliver the statement on behalf of Liechtenstein, Slovenia, Switzerland, and Austria. We acknowledge the important function of families in our societies. Today, families have become more diverse, and a variety of forms of families and family life exist. A standardized and static approach to the concept of the family will exclude, discriminate against, and stigmatize many forms of families. They can vary regarding gender, role allocation, ethnicity, sexual orientation, marital status, age, and personal dynamics. Regardless of a person's role in a family, the human rights of each individual family member need to be respected, protected, and fulfilled because they are universal. Families are made up of individuals, any of whom may hold biases that mirror harmful gender stereotypes. So we need to strengthen policies and legislation for the promotion of gender equality and the empowerment of all women and girls, and to prevent and eliminate all forms of gender-based violence in public and private spheres, including in family contexts. We call on all member states to act on abuses of human rights that take place in family contexts, including to eliminate harmful practices such as child, early, and forced marriage, and female genital mutilation. We also underline the importance of access to quality education for all children, to equip them with the skills to protect themselves, and to understand and protect the rights of others. I thank you.